can't take it to town. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pop Culture University. We're talking about what is going on with pop culture and see what we can learn from it. I am your host, Patty Emiger. You may know me as Patty Pop Culture from TikTok. If it's your first time here, thank you so much for coming. Take a seat wherever you would like. You're so welcome. If it's not your first time here, thank you so much for coming back. I stan you. I mean your fandom. I hope you guys are having a good week and getting that bag and reaching your goals and not taking shit from anyone and being the boss bitch you are. Unfortunately, there's a lot of really bad stuff going on in the world right now outside of pop culture, so I feel like it'd be wrong if we don't speak on that today and all the details of that. If you do not know 100% what's going on with the Texas elementary school shooting, we're going to talk about what happened, why it happened, what lawmakers are saying now, president saying now, celebrities being activist about it. So we're definitely going to touch on that, trigger warning. Then at the end, we're going to talk about two of the topics that we were going to talk about today before the tragedy happened, and that is the much less important, but the stories about Doja Cat quitting vaping because of her throat surgery, and Courtney and Travis's wedding being called homophobic, and the problems people had with the whole ceremony. Before we get into everything, make sure to rate this podcast 5-star on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Follow it, your favorite Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, and post it on your Instagram story and tag me, and then we can chop it up in your DMs. I appreciate y'all so much when y'all do that. And yeah, let's get into today's lessons. Welcome to Pop Culture University. Take your seats. Not again is the sentiment that everyone is saying after yet another school shooting happened in America on Tuesday, May 24th, 2022, as 19 elementary school students and two of their teachers were killed by an active shooter who made his way into their building with a gun he legally bought in America. So this is what happened. If you do not know, I'm sure you do, but yesterday around noon, a 18-year-old boy who just turned 18 named Salvador Ramos bought two assault rifles, legally at wherever you can do that, because there's many options for you to do such a thing in America. Getting a gun is easier than getting baby formula these days. He bought those guns, and then he started by shooting his grandma in the head. He went on a rampage, then left their house, made his way into an elementary school, and started walking through the building, opening doors, and randomly shooting teachers and students. And then the little kids had to start running for the windows, scrambling, getting out of the building any way they possibly could as teachers tried to fight him back. And two teachers sacrificed their lives to save the students. This was in a predominantly Hispanic area. It was about 90 miles from San Antonio, Texas, close to the Mexican border. Even though those kids practice active shooter drills, because that's normalized these days, like that's normal now. Instead of just doing tornado drills or fire alarm drills, they do active shooter drills. They'll never be kept safe enough while these lack of gun laws exist in America. Just 10 days ago in Buffalo, there was a mass shooting at a grocery store in another predominantly minority community where many older black people were killed by an active shooter who, again, legally bought a gun and seemingly targeted people. Joe Biden gave a speech after the incident happened yesterday, and he said, "To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. I hoped when I became president, I would not have to do this again. As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby. And then he raised his voice and he said, I'm sick and tired of it. We have to act. Gun control laws are stalled in Congress right now. So it isn't like just Joe Biden who gets to make these decisions. So right then and there, he called on Congress to keep weapons of war off of our streets, which is exactly right. Vice President Kamala Harris said, to the people of Uvalde, please know this is a room full of leaders who grieve with you, and we are praying with you, and we stand with you. And she called on stricter gun laws. And that's absolutely correct. In Uvalde, after this incident happened, parents weren't allowed in the building. And imagine the last time seeing your kid is when you say goodbye to them and bring them to the school bus. Imagine what the kid must have felt and that intense fear that they were feeling as their last emotion. And imagine how all the kids who survived are now going to feel for the rest of their life. They'll never feel safe again, and they should feel safe in their very own school where they go to learn and grow and evolve. It was the saddest scene ever with these videos online that I saw of parents who weren't allowed in the building. They had to give DNA swabs to compare to the dead bodies of the kids because they didn't want the parents to see them and to confirm that if their kid was dead or alive. And when they got the horrible news that their kid was one of the 19, the many 19 that died, their faces when they walked out of the building and saw that. The worst possible news any parent, any human could possibly get. We need stricter gun laws. 90% of Americans agree that we need universal background checks. It should not be so easy to obtain a gun in the United States. California had the most mass shootings last year, followed by Texas. And guess what? California had the most purchases of guns last year, followed by Texas. And Governor Abbott, I think that's how you say his name, who is the governor of Texas, said that he was embarrassed that California had more purchases than Texas in guns because they weren't making as much money. Isn't that disgusting? He wants money more than he wants the safety of the children in his state. So the math is clear. Guns cause deaths. And in the last 2 years, firearm-related deaths have been the leading cause of death for children and adolescents in America. So just because lawmakers are in power doesn't mean that they know what is right. And we need to do anything we can to get their attention to make laws to prevent this from ever happening again. They want to make money from guns more than they care about people's lives. And they want women to have children without their choice, but won't pass gun laws to protect those children. Hashtag pro-life my ass was trending. Celebrities had a lot to say about this, using their platforms to be activists to also call to attention of lawmakers to make better laws. Kourtney Kardashian said, I cannot begin to imagine what these parents are going through, what those children and teachers went through. Imagine how terrified they must have been. It breaks my heart. I plead to lawmakers to take accountability. We need to protect our babies. Kendall Jenner said, I'm sick to my stomach. Love and prayers to the families affected. Selena Gomez says, today in my home state of Texas, 18 innocent students, well, 19 now, were killed while simply trying to get an education. A teacher killed doing her job, an invaluable yet sadly underappreciated job. If children aren't safe at their school, where are they safe? It's so frustrating, and I'm not sure what to say anymore. Those in power need to stop giving lip service and actually change the laws to prevent these shootings from happening in the future. Taylor Swift said, filled with rage and grief and so broken by the murders in Uvalde, by Buffalo, Laguna Woods, and so many others, by the ways in which we as a nation have become so conditioned to the unfathomable and unbearable heartbreak. Kim Kardashian said a lot of good points about gun control. As you know, she's involved in law and everything. Let me pull up her story. No, like Kim like really came through with really like intelligent ideas and stuff. Okay, so Kim said, semi-automatic weapons, assault weapons, weapons of war should not legally be sold or owned by American civilians. They should be banned, period. Assault weapons are not a self-defense tool. They are sophisticated weapons designed to kill. Assault weapons didn't even exist when the Second Amendment was written. We have to stop allowing people to use a sentence written centuries ago when technology times humanity were completely different to dictate how we regulate gun control, ownership, and how we protect our kids today. The legal age to purchase a firearm is also a serious issue and needs to be addressed and increased. Yeah, this boy bought his gun when he was just turned 18 for his 18th fucking birthday. These are teenagers. Someone who is not even old enough to buy alcohol should not be allowed to purchase a firearm, Kim said. There's no world in which an 18-year-old needs a semi-automatic weapon for any reason. There's no question that mental health, racism, deep-seated hatred all play a role in the motivation for these mass shootings in recent years. There are, of course, people over 21 who buy guns and cause harm, and other mass shootings in recent years have been carried out by people over 21. But if we increase legal age to purchase, coupled with ban on assault weapons, we can without a doubt reduce the number of senseless tragedies to save children's lives. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right. People like to say that, you know, celebrities are the dumbest people in the world, but then they don't even look at their lawmakers who are willing to make a few thousand dollars from gun money in exchange for people dying. Do you want to say these people are greedy? The most greedy people right now, and who literally helped that gunman, who was like his partner in crime, were these lawmakers. So I think the lesson here is clear, and I'm deeply, deeply saddened and sending all my condolences to the families affected and my prayers to the children and teachers who died and to the families. And I hope something changes this time, but it probably won't. Oh, before this stops, there's something we can all do to help. You guys can text this phone number to basically get attention of lawmakers that laws need to change. Join the millions of Americans demanding our lawmakers stand up to the gun lobby so our children don't have to stand up to gunmen. To do so, text ACT ACT, capital, to 644-33. Okay, so on to something way less important. Completely not important at all. But, you know, that's what the show's about. That's what it was going to be today until that happened. And we needed to bring attention to that and make a real difference in the world. But until that happens, who knows if it'll ever happen. We can just, I guess, continue on with our lives. So no one is going to be kissing Doja Cat more anytime soon, because Doja Cat actually had to cancel all of her scheduled performances and appearances for the summer of 2022 due to an emergency throat surgery she had to have. So, yeah, I'm very upset by this. This is, you know, Doja Cat was going to rule this summer. She was going to be the festival baddie. She was going to do those crazy fucking dance routines, hit her vape on stage. She was really going to make these festivals have some business this summer. And now she's not anymore. So she said her whole throat is fucked. So she might have some bad news for us coming soon. She tweeted that. And then, you know, she finally got into the meat of what was actually happening after, you know, teasing this update on her physical health that she was about to drop. So she gave us a tragic update that no one wanted to hear. And she said, "Hi guys, I wanted you to hear from me first. Unfortunately, I have to have surgery on my tonsils ASAP. The surgery is routine, but the recovery is going to take a while due to swelling. That means I have to cancel my festival run this summer as well as the weekend tour. I feel horrible about this, but can't wait for this to heal and get back to making music and create an experience for y'all." She then changed her name to Throat Tussie Era on Twitter, because Doja Cat cannot take anything seriously, even if she tried. So her tonsils actually got affected like earlier this month. People, do you guys remember in her Billboard's award speech, before she won a Billboard award a few weeks ago, she like hit her vape and then like took a shot or something, and people were like, "You probably have this throat problem because you're vaping and like taking shots and like treating yourself horribly. Like, you probably got infected like during the BBMAs." And she said, "Nah, my tonsils got infected before the BBMAs and I was taking fucking antibiotics but forgot that I was taking them. And then I drank wine and vaping all day. And then I started getting a nasty growth on my tonsils, so I had to do surgery on it today." So basically, she did get them during the BBMAs is what she's trying to say, but it was already developing before that. Maybe it wasn't specifically caused by the vaping or drinking, but that definitely made it a lot worse. Like, imagine all that disgusting vape juice going into that sore that she had. Like, that's absolutely gross. She continued and gave gross details of the procedure that no one wanted to hear, but like, maybe you do. Maybe this will arouse you. So she said, "Doctor had just had cut into my left tonsil. He poked up in there with a needle twice and then sucked all the juice out. And then he took a sharp thing and cut it in two places and squoze all the goop out in there. I cried and it hurt a lot, but I'm okay." Someone said, "Well, I'm glad you're okay, but I could have done without all the details." And then, you know, she gave them just what they wanted. And she said, "And then all the pus and the goop and the guck was oozing out, and there was poop in there, and there was poop and was shitting out of my big inflamed throat pimple, and it was squirting, and there was poop and squirt blood and cum and piss. And then someone said, are they going to remove them? Or also still don't need the details. And then she said, I'm going to try to get them removed. And then someone said, because girl, if you're on that vape right now, she said, I'm quitting the vape for a while and hopefully I don't crave it anymore after that. So then she kind of got into the argument of like people calling her out for her nicotine addiction. Like the internet was kind of having an intervention for her. And she was like being understanding. She wasn't being the worst intervention patient. She was kind of like, I can stop whenever I want. But also she was like, I really can't stop because I'm addicted. So she said, I'm too scared to hit my vape right now because it hurts my throat so bad. I cried for hours when I did it. It's not worth it. Oh, I swear, I have hit a vape like twice in my whole life. It hurts. Like, it's intense. I don't know how y'all do that on like a daily, on like a minutely basis. Like, y'all are crazy. That shit is thick. What you suck in, it's gross. She said, then it's like, imagine all that weird poisonous shit in the vape seeping into the completely open wound in my throat. Like, fuck that. I'm hella young. She said, I'm throwing the vape away. She said, no, I'm not throwing the vape away. That just instills panic. I'm addicted, but I'm not weak. I was literally staring at my vape today that I normally hit 1,000 times a day and hit it 2 times instead. I'm going to try to go cold turkey for now, but hopefully my brain doesn't need it all by then. Aw, that's sad because it's a real struggle. Being addicted to nicotine, of course, it's an addictive substance. So she's really being bold and open right now. And obviously a lot of young people can relate to this because y'all are addicted to your vapes. But I think this is interesting. So I'm going to keep reading her tweets. She said, also, what makes y'all think I can't go buy a 50 pack right now? I'm not about to throw them right out. It's about not needing them. Right now, I need them. I don't want them right now because I'm in pain, but my brain is addicted to it. So fuck out of here with that. Throw it all away then, queen. Shit. That doesn't help anybody. And it just sounds condescending to anybody who's actually struggling with nicotine addiction. I've tried all that throw it away shit before. It doesn't work. And then she stopped. I thought there was more, but she actually stopped after that. She wasn't going to fist fight her fans again like she did a few months ago. Doja Cat is just like all you bitches though who would rather vape than breathe air. Like, y'all don't even breathe oxygen anymore at this point like normal Homo sapiens do. You breathe in strawberry lemonade flavored nicotine juice and just breathe out infected carbon dioxide. And I'm a little bit of a vape judger just because I've seen my whole generation do it for so many fucking years at this point. Bitches will never put down their vape. Bitches would rather put down their fucking baby who can't even walk yet than put down their free hand for a vape. Bitches would rather put down their dog than put down their vape. And I don't mean to judge, but why do people think inhaling flavored smoke into their lungs to get a little bit of buzz is worth these proven health side effects? And an addiction, like an addiction is serious. Just because it's not meth doesn't mean it's not fucking you over in some kind of way and psychologically changing your brain to become addicted to a substance. And we don't even know what that would like psychologically cause your brain to form later, if you know what I'm saying. Like, once your brain gets one addiction, what's going to happen then? There's so many other health effects that can come from smoking vape, whether it's physically or mentally, that I just don't think is worth it. So what can we learn from Doja Cat's pus throat tussie or vape era? That this vape that y'all use for fun is fun, but this fun is not worth it. It is so much more damaging to your health than you may even know right now. You don't want to be another generation where they smoke for 10 years and then they find out, oh my God, it's actually a class A carcinogen and so bad for us and now banned. Every single day of incessant hitting over and over again, even socially, adds up. People have probably hit their vape millions of times at this point. So why are y'all risking and giving so much to this device that they don't even know every long-term effect? A little fun is not worth the big, big, big health consequences. So do it in moderation. Doja said she was hitting it many, many thousands of times a day. So everything in moderation. I'm not trying to judge too much. Just cut that shit down. A couple has officially been more annoying with their wedding nuptials than Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. As Kravis got married for the third time this week, they got married in Portofino, Italy, having another wedding. This was their third one because they just want everyone to know that their relationship and their love is a little bit better and a little bit deeper than ours. So, and oh my God, just found this out. They're having another wedding reception back in America when they get home for all their large group of friends and family. So who knows how many hundreds of people are going to be at that one and where the fuck it's going to be hosted. But I'm sure we'll be seeing way more photos of that. The Italy one was more intimate just for the billionaires to go. Just, you know, who could afford how opulent that wedding was. So people were wondering what Scott Disick was doing during this wedding. Where the fuck was he? Scott was actually at the strip club, and I'm not kidding. In true Scott Disick fashion, while his kids were in Italy, he said, bitch, I'm going to the strip club. He was throwing racks on those girls. I'm sure he got plenty of private dances all night. I'm sure he had a great time. So maybe Scott had more fun than anyone else that night. Honestly, Rob Kardashian also skipped, as we expected. Rob, you know what? I was really a Rob supporter, but at this point, I'm really not. He put those girls through so much. They were just in trial for like 2 weeks because of him. He could have gotten away with such an amazing life just because of his sisters, but instead, he self-destructed and ruined it. So not surprised Rob, again, didn't feel like getting a free trip to Italy and going to his sister's wedding because he didn't feel comfortable going. I'm trying not to be a hater, but he's a grown fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Not even just grown. He's like grown and rich. I can't keep making excuses for him. Anyway, Courtney and Travis's third wedding is kind of getting a lot of hate right now because of some problematic claims for a brand that they worked with on the wedding. Because, you know, everything about the Kardashians is branded down to their fingernails, their toenails, everything. They are a brand, bitch. Everything they say is a brand. So they worked with Dolce & Gabbana to sponsor their wedding. Dolce & Gabbana outfitted not just the bride and the groom, but also the entire Kardashian-Jenner family throughout the whole weekend. They provided archival designs for all the sisters and the kids, and bitch, they looked amazing. Did you see Khloe in that black dress, that fitted dress with the gold headpiece? Did you see Penelope? She, like, dyed her hair. I loved everyone's outfits with the roses. Kim's after-party outfit, the, like, bedazzled two-piece bodysuit. Who else? Alabama looked great. Kris Jenner with her, like, fluffy kind of, like, shawl dresses. I don't know, like, what you call those, like, poncho, like, looking dresses. But everyone just looked absolutely exquisite except Kendall. And I thought it was the cutest aesthetic ever. A lot of people were, like, shitting on it completely, saying that it was the most horrid, unaesthetically pleasing theme for a wedding of all time because it was really boldly designed, like, red and black and religious and big crosses and roses and people, like, weren't in, like, calm outfits to not outshine the bride. Everyone was in wild outfits, but I thought it was genuinely the prettiest wedding I've maybe ever seen. I think it was prettier than Khloe Kardashian's, you know, this took 9 days to plan wedding. I thought it was better than Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian's gay wedding. Even though it was, like, super fucking expensive and sponsored by the E! Network, I thought that shit was tacky. I thought it was way too white, way too boring. Like, not white as in people, like, white as in the color of the fucking chairs and the tables and the walls and everything was white. And it was fucking ugly. So I thought this was the most pretty wedding I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't even fathom how people were hating on it. And a rep for Dolce & Gabbana said that they made $25 million already in media impact value from the Kardashians posting about it. And you know they're going to make so much more because the Kardashians charge like $1 million for an Instagram post. And they all posted like 50 and I'm sure they're not even done. But people are actually mad at them because Dolce & Gabbana is problematic. At this point, Dolce & Gabbana is really similar to the Kardashians where that brand is repeatedly problematic and has controversies and scandals, but it always seems to come back and never get canceled because it kind of just ignores them. Like, that's the Kardashian business model. Do something problematic for attention, ignore it, continue, get you know, make money and get exposure from it. Same thing with Dolce & Gabbana. They've been hated on in the past for anti-gay scandals. In 2015, chairman of the brand said things along the lines of gay people shouldn't be allowed to use IVF to have kids. And if they can't have kids naturally or don't have like a surrogate, why would we help them? Things like that. In 2018, also, Dolce & Gabbana had a racist scandal, posting a racially insensitive video ad ahead of its later canceled fashion show in Shanghai. So they're this brand with repeated scandals that celebrities try to stay away from, or some celebrities. So people were very disappointed that they were giving them these millions and millions and millions of dollars to promote their wedding. And they're going to have these wedding photos of them forever. and people just thought it was a bad look. But in my opinion, if they did have those scandals and they did change, which it seems like they did, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to be sponsored by Dolce & Gabbana. I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. I thought brands and things can change. And since it's been 4 years since their last scandal, I get why people are upset and like the whole cancel culture realm of things. I don't think what they did was okay. But they haven't had anything as bad as they used to have maybe like 4 through like 10 years ago when they were repeatedly problematic. So what can we learn from this though? Be careful what brands you support, because you support all their morals with your attachment to them and the money you spend on them. You vote with your dollar. And that is one of the most important things I've learned this past year. You vote with your dollar. When I steal things from Target, I make sure to only steal things I wouldn't want to give money to. Like, I never like forget to scan the vegan sausage patties, you know what I'm saying? Because I like the vegan products. Like, I want to give them money. Or like the vegan shampoos. I never forget to scan those. I always pay for those. Just kidding. I never steal from Target. I've never done that my whole life. That is a fact. Period. I've never done that. What I just said was a lie. Anyway, people with a lot of money, including CEOs, have a lot of power in the world to dictate policies and how things are done and push forward their own agenda. So when you keep feeding their businesses with your money, you keep supporting them. Don't eat Chick-fil-A, for example. I literally never do eat Chick-fil-A. They support anti-gay charities. They're disgusting. Their chicken isn't that good. So be careful who you shop from, especially for Pride Month. Oh my God, coming up. Do your research. Make sure these brands aren't just fake Pride supporters, virtue signaling just to make a buck off of the growing LGBTQIA community. And make sure they have a history of real acceptance and not a questionable, rocky past. Thank you for listening to Pop Culture University today. I hope you learned something and were informed and had a good time. I'm sorry that the news today was rough, but it's definitely something that we need to talk about and continue to talk about every single day. I will, of course, give updates on it and see what we can do. Don't forget to text ACT to... Let me pull up the number. ACT to 644-33 to help raise attention to make gun control laws stronger in America. And I hope you guys have a great Wednesday. Stay safe out there with all the crazy shit going on in the world, COVID, shootings, you know, everything else in between. So I love you guys. Feel free to DM me, post this, make sure to follow, rate, and I'll see y'all soon. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye.